My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Call or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold every Tuesday for now until this fall, where we'll move to a new home on Thursdays here on the Bart Winkler Show. Same time slot, same segment, except for today because we push everything around to, you know what? Nothing's sacred. We tell you when stuff is going to happen, and you're going to sit down and listen, damn it. And Bart, Jeez. Let's start off caller fold here. Yes, I'm on vacation mode already. All right, this is my Friday. I can say whatever I want, pending FCC regulations.
Yeah, I'm meeting Carlos in Chicago on Friday, but Carlos is going to Chicago tomorrow.
I am indeed. Might go see my grandma, maybe a couple of friends. Basically, I have Thursday to do whatever I want. But I told Bart what my travel plans are tomorrow. Tomorrow's literally just travel day because I don't leave until the afternoon. I'm ordering a deep dish. I'm checking in the hotel. I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to sleep for 13 hours.
God.
If that's, nothing else,
that's
sleep is vacation. That's right. But I can't sleep on this segment. I actually have a job to do. So let's start here, Bart. No. Torpedo bats are all the rage. All the cool kids are doing it. You should, too. Ellie De La Cruz went 4-for-5 with 2 home runs, a double, and 7 RBIs, using one for the very first time. He literally picked it up in practice. He's like, all right, I'll swing it. I think he's going to keep using that bat. Jazz Chisholm, Anthony Volpe for the Yankees each have 3 home runs. It seems like more than half the Yankees lineup uses the torpedo bat. Nico Hoerner, Dansby Swanson of the Cubs used the bats. They destroyed the A's, scoring 18 runs on Monday. Basically, offense is pretty much up, I want to say, everywhere on the young season. And the torpedo bat is all everyone is talking about, whether it positively or negatively. So, Bart, call or fold, Major League Baseball will look to ban torpedo bats after this season.
I will fold that. I think the rule opens itself up to interpretation. The rule eventually or essentially allows this to happen because it doesn't say where the weight needs to be. And it does look different because, I mean, it is different. They designed it. They made it look different. Do you have that guy? You have that guy talking about it, Aaron Leanhart?
I do.
Yeah, he talks about the last few days about all of a sudden, like, everybody's talking about him, how surreal it is.
And here he is now.
Definitely been surreal for the last couple days. At the end of the day, it's about the batter, not the bats. It's about the hitters and their hitting coaches, not their hitting implements. So I'm happy to always help those guys get a little bit better, but ultimately it's up to them to put good swings on good pitches and grind it out every day. So credit to those guys.
Another one from him. He asked why it took so long for this bat to be invented.
All I can say is I was one of those smart guys for so long that grew up swinging those old, weird-looking bats as well, right? And it's not until now that maybe, anyone really thought about this, myself included. So you show up every day, you put the glove on you're given, you swing the bat that you're given, you put the spikes on you're given, and you go about your day as best you can. And every now and then it takes a little bit of time to question what you're doing. And so a couple years ago, some of the hitters started questioning what they were doing, and I just kind of responded to their questions.
Again, that's the guy. He was in the Yankees front office. He's now with Miami, I believe. Aaron Leanhart is the name. Look, where he says it's the bat or not the bat, somebody I've advocated for a long time is Barry Bonds. And while he did, we think, right? Do we think or do we know? What's our status?
Yeah, we know.
He was in Biogenesis report.
Yeah, he was in the Balco report. We know. And frankly, I don't care.
No, I don't either. But I've always said, like, his hand-eye and his eye speed and that coordination. I mean, he had a Hall of Fame career before he started.
Yeah, he had two of them.
So it wasn't just the steroids. It was Barry Bonds. So under that logic, I also think that baseball doesn't see this as a problem. Nor do I think they should. Pitching has evolved and developed so much. I mean, where guys are, what are we talking about with pitchers? They're resting more. They're not going 100. They're purposely giving themselves Tommy John surgery in high school so that they can throw harder. They're inventing new pitches. At some point, you got to let the batters play. Otherwise, we're going to get to a sport where everybody's hitting .197. And then that's considered good. So I don't mind it. I don't think everybody's going to use it either. If Giancarlo Stanton's talking about, or there's question as if to it helped his or hurt his tennis elbow or whatever, there could be some long-term effects. We don't know. They're holding the bat different. It's weighted different. I think it's different. It's interesting. But to me, the change that we're going to see, like the comparison we're going to have, isn't so much, baseball player now using steroids. It's going to be like wide receiver not using bare hands anymore. Now he's using gloves. And so you just adapt with it. And I think it's fine. This feels like something that I feel like I want to hate it, but I don't. So, fold, I don't think Major League Baseball will either.
Yeah, this is just a market overcorrection. Remember the slogan a couple of years ago, chicks dig the long ball? Well, the long ball's back in style, baby. Nothing ever goes out. That being said, Aaron Judge is not using the bat. I find that strange. I mean, he doesn't need any help, but he's like...
Yeah, he had three home runs the other day using a regular old broomstick. Yeah, it's fine.
You figured, the best hitter in the world would use it. No, not him. Everybody else on his team is, though. That being said, one Yankee who jumped on the torpedo bats early was Giancarlo Stanton. You mentioned him just now. He's currently on the IL, and honestly, I have no idea if he's going to play soon because he has tendon ailments in both of his elbows, and that's what forced him to begin the season on the injured list. He was asked if the bat could be the issue, and he basically said, no, it's a non-issue, and he'll continue to use them when he gets back into the swing of things. That was not a pun, that was intended. That being said, Bart, they say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but call or fold, the reporter asked a stupid question.
No, I gotta fold that. Boom. I'll always stick up for reporters.
Hack.
No, I'll always stick up for reporters. Sometimes reporters ask bad questions. Sometimes they don't have all the information. But if the torpedo bat is all the rage, and there's a guy who's experimented with it, and then he's hurt, I think it's a very fine question. Now, I am not going to Twitter doctor what I think is happening here. I can't be Dr. Jesse Morsing this thing. I use him specifically because he is somebody that I've fired off tweets against before. I also don't like him because he looks like he could be like a variant of me, where it's like, you know, red beard and thinning hair. And
so the Bart Winkler Part 2 movie and Into the Multiverse, it's him playing you?
Yeah. So there was a guy that got hurt. I think it was in a college basketball game. No, it might have been Juju Watkins. He got hurt and he diagnosed the injury. No, you know who it was? It was, I don't know. It was in the men's tournament, though. But he diagnosed an injury. The guy ended up playing again the next game. And then his next tweet was him in vacation in, like, Italy. So not only is he trying to Twitter diagnose through a video screen, he's doing it while on vacation.
What the hell did you just say to me?
There are a lot of people... There's a lot of people that I hate. And it's not specific people, it's type of people.
I'm offended.
You shouldn't be. But it's type of people. And Twitter doctors that try to diagnose through video with their Dr. Nick diplomas on the wall.
Whoa.
Simpsons. They're like at the top of my list. Anyway, it was a fine question.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's number 3. 162-0 is still on the table as the Dodgers are 7-0. They're going to get it. They beat the Braves, who are still winless, but in LA's case, this is their third straight series after taking the Tokyo series versus my Cubs. They swept the Detroit Tigers, and they're already taking this one versus Atlanta. Call or fold, the Dodgers will not lose a single series before Memorial Day.
You know what I'm going to do here? Is I am going to call that.
Cold. About time.
Now, I may be wrong. And it's probably a lot. Like, this is a very easy one to say. No, no, no. It can't happen. But what I'm doing with the Dodgers, I have no reason to change. What I'm doing with the Dodgers is taking the most wild, impossible record and riding it until they show otherwise. Will they go 162-0? No, 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 no.
You don't know that.
No, yeah, but they're 7-0. They played Chicago. They played Detroit. They played Atlanta. They have not lost yet. They're 7-0.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
I don't think they're going to lose that much. I don't think they're going to have a losing streak of more than two games all season. How about that? I think they're going to beat the 116 wins that the Mariners had. How about that? I think they might win around 125 games. They might win three out of every four games. So anything Dodgers, I'm calling. They're that good, and so far, they're showing how good they are. So I'm all in on the Dodgers winning like an absurd amount of games and a number that's never touched again, except by maybe the 2026 Dodgers.
Yeah, that's when the bills will start coming through. And, you know, right now the Dodgers are, you know, on afterpay. They'll pay for this in 2 years. All right. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the idea of NFL players competing in flag football in the 28 Los Angeles Olympic Games has been a popular topic and suggested it's likely to happen. Flag football is important for the NFL because it's basically the only way that they can grow American football short of doing a European division. But here domestically, I'm sure there are zero owners, general managers, or any coaches that want participation from their players. So I ask you, Packer owner, call or fold, you want Packers players to play in the Olympics?
I'm going to fold.
Fold.
But not for the reason of I don't want my guys to get hurt. I'm going to fold for a bigger reason. I don't like flag football as an Olympic sport. I don't think flag football should be played at any level higher than eighth grade. I don't like it. I had a bad experience while playing it where I thought I had a touchdown, but the guy ripped my flag off at the line of scrimmage. And for some reason, I was called, the play was dead, even though I had scored. Also, I don't like the NFL's embrace towards it. I feel like the more they embrace it, the more they will slowly turn into it. I just don't like flag football. Now, if it gives more people the opportunity to play football without injury, that's fine. And I know there's some high school programs, like, I think boys and girls sprouting up. And so I'd be evil to like hate that. But flag football is an Olympic sport. This must be how people felt when like snowboarding and all these X Games sports came over. I don't like it. I don't like flag football as an Olympic sport. I feel like that's a cop out because you want football, but with the time of rest and no other countries knowing how to play it, they're gonna go with this. I'm not pro. I'm not team flag football. I'm not. Bold.
All right, we're going to win like 12 gold medals before somebody catches up. All right, last one here. Bad news for the UFL. Ratings to start the season have fallen off a cliff compared to last year's opening week. The Battlehawks and Roughnecks game was the one on Friday, and it was down 42%. In fact, Bart, not a single broadcast matched last year's average. Ugh. The UFL is essentially the third biggest spring league attempted since I've been alive, with the XFL, the AAFL, I think what was the
American? Oh, yeah, that one was brutal.
The American Alliance, I think was what it was called. And, of course, the USFL, which an unknown, now known president destroyed. Call or fold, this will be the last attempt at spring football.
I am hoping people do not fold on this show because I would like to carry this over to the next segment, if I may. May I do that? I've got more than just like 35 seconds worth of thoughts on spring football. So we're going to end the show with my spring football thoughts. But for the question, I will call it.
Cole.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.